So I'm here today to present IOLI, which is a reality-based 3D annotation cloud service we are currently developing in the MAP lab in Marseille. The thing is that I can't show you the current implementation of the system because we don't have yet the permission of the CNRS. So I will only expose the different principles we are integrating. So today, in the field of the conservation of cultural heritage, the development of new information and communication technologies offers new tools for the acquisition of data, the management of information, and the sharing of knowledge. These technologies permit the development of tools for the analysis, description, and the comprehension of cultural heritage. Experts currently use two kinds of supports that can be semantically annotated. On one end, 3D models that permit to create precise representation of buildings with geometrical information. And on the other end, the scientific imaging offers a large range of images dedicated each to a specific analysis. So during the processing of documentation, the use of a graphical support or another one depends on the observation and analysis objectives. The problem is that generally we need to use not only one of these supports, and we have to find a way to connect these different representations in the annotation process. So the principle of annotation is based on linking a resource partially or entirely with additional information by using an information structures that can be defined in four models, tags, attributes, relation, or ontology. For images, the selection of the relative part of the semantic annotation, that means pixels of the image, relies on totally manual method or on automated method that use image-based content analysis process or semi-automated method that combine an automated process with a manual process. For 3D models, the objective is to associate annotation to parts of the 3D models, that means points, surfaces, or objects. And at last, we have other works that show that it is possible to create hybrid annotation that use at the same time 2D information and 3D information by connecting 2D and 3D with a projective relation. So based on this work, we develop an approach that is based on image annotation and the use of a sufficiently dense spatial reference in order to define the semantic description as the common characteristic between the 3D representation of the object geometry and the various images of the acquisition. So the objective is to define an informative continuum at all phases of the documentation process, from the acquisition of images and spatial data to semantically enriched 3D representation by integrating the different aspects useful for the CH object analysis. So this requires introducing a complete methodology of 2D, 3D semantic annotation based on the concept of spatial referencing. So our methodology includes the registration of different images around a common geometric reference represented by an implicit dense point cloud, the definition of a 2D, 3D projective relation, a semi-automated annotation propagation system, and the development of 2D and 3D analysis tools. All these different aspects are aimed to be integrated in an annotation cloud service we call IOLI. So for the image registration, the problem is to define the condition under which the various 2D and 3D representation can be linked in the same spatial reference. The characteristic defining an image alignment is based depend on how this image was obtained and the image projection type. Today, the acquisition of point cloud can be performed by two mediums, so with photogrammetric processing or with laser scanning. The photogrammetric process evaluates the orientation and the calibration data of digital image and use these results to generate a point cloud. Most of them also include auto image generation and thus their position characteristics in space. Laser scanner device records spherical images which position are implicitly known relative to the point cloud acquired at the same time. Many methods of spatial referencing exist and can be used to register image around a point cloud independently from the acquisition device. For now, in our system, we mainly focus on the use of photogrammetric tools because the alignment between images and point cloud is totally consistent. So as seen in the introduction, 2D sensors can acquire images containing information that is different from the real color of the object. So with the photogrammetric tool, this image cannot be directly used in a step for the point cloud generation. The problem is to find solution to at least orient these images around the generated point cloud. So this can be done, but I will not detail here because Anthony Pamar will have a presentation about that later in the workshop. So starting from the registration data and the point cloud for each projection types, our methodology includes the establishment of a projective relation between images and point cloud. For digital images, we interpret the orientation and the calibration data to define a transformation of a 3D point to a pixel position in the image. The calibration data allows taking into account the optical distortions of the acquisition device. Thus, correspondences between 3D points and pixels of the image are obtained. For auto images, we orthogonally project 3D points on the image surface in space, and thus on pixels to get the 2D 3D correspondences. For spherical image, a spherical projection of 3D points on pixels gives these correspondences. In all cases, we create a common relation between the image pixels and 3D points. To easily store this relation, the point cloud is simply considered as a table where rows give characteristic of each point and a column is simply added to identify points with a simple index. Then each pixel of images is connected with an index corresponding to the projected 3D point. So with this projective relation, pixels are not only connected with 3D coordinate, but also with the geometrical characteristic of the 3D point. So in the next slide, I will show you how we exploited this relation to explore new possibilities for the annotation process. First of all, when we want to annotate an image, the first problem is to select interesting areas on the image. This can be done completely manually, but with the help of the projective relation, we develop some semi-automated selection tools. The first one is based on the magic wand that need a reference pixels and a threshold to select pixels based on color attributes. We extended the use of these tools with normals. Then pixels in the image, where the associated normals is in the neighborhood of the normal reference, can be selected. Rather than defining a tolerance, it is possible to prior subdivide the images using segmentation method according to various criteria. So there are many methods of segmentation on image or on point cloud. Here we only choose one, but we can use the one we want. So our approach used 2D or 3D segmentation results in a self-expanding selection method. So the projective relation allows us to efficiently select regions on images based on various criteria that can be also geometrical criteria. So this projective relation can be also exploited in a semi-automated propagation system where the selection on one image allows to select the corresponding path at the same time on the point cloud and on all other relevant images. Thus, with a projective relation, we create annotations that are represented both by regions on images of different type and a 3D region which contain important geometric information. So our method of structures annotation using the layer concept, the principle is that the layer represents a specific aspect and therefore can contain several regions relative to this aspect. The use of these structures allows us to introduce two methods for the information extraction. Firstly, within our layers, a distribution analysis of regions, areas, gives statistical information. And secondly, the superposition study of two regions from two different layers gives indication on the possible correlation of two different aspects. So the point cloud contains a significant wealth in terms of geometry. One work has shown that the point cloud can be transformed into an enriched database. So this work discusses the extraction of several geometric descriptors from a point cloud. So with our 2D, 3D relation, these extracted descriptors from 3D are also linked with images, pixel, and then can be visualized directly on images in order, for example, to help the users in selection. So the projective relation we introduce in our approach allows to make comparison between visual information in images and geometrical information in the point cloud in different ways. So in conclusion, so our approach aim at defining a method for the 2D, 3D semantic annotation of heterogeneous data of CH object. So the different aspects of this approach are currently under implementation in a collaborative web-based annotation system that, as I say, I cannot show you today because of some political aspect, but we hope that a first version should be released in 2017. That's what we hope. So with this system, our goal is to provide a complete annotation tools for CH researchers and experts where the morphological complexity of the object can be exploited in relation with the different scientific imaging records. So at last, even if we got interesting results with the first implemented part, some aspects still needs to be resolved, especially with the multi-temporal monitoring. That means if we want to have different records of an object at different time, but that also include the adding of old photographs or the or painting maybe, and which is in the same issues, the crowdsourcing issues actually, because we are actually beginning a project with Econom, so as we say sometimes, the problem they have is that sometimes we cannot go on place and people directly on place can get images for us. So, well, that's good.